The dominant macro theme heading into the North American session remains the struggle between Treasury support and underlying pressure on U.S. borrowing costs. The Treasury's decision to at least double long-dated bond buybacks initially drove yields sharply lower, weakened the dollar, and supported risk assets, but some of that relief is fading. The Fed minutes have also been a counterweight after showing officials would consider additional tightening if inflation fails to moderate. U.S. equity futures have consequently surrendered earlier gains. Walmart is down around 6% pre-market after comparable sales missed expectations, despite an earnings beat and slightly higher annual guidance. The results are being treated cautiously as a read on the U.S. consumer, although healthcare pricing changes accounted for part of the comparable sales weakness. In FX, the dollar remains close to a three-month low but has stabilized as Treasury yields recover. The euro and pound are holding near recent highs, while the yen has also benefited from the broader retreat in the dollar. The Australian dollar, however, is underperforming after employment unexpectedly declined and unemployment rose to 4.5% in Australia, reducing pressure on the RBA to raise rates in September. European developments present a stagflationary mix. German producer prices rose 1.1% month-on-month and 3% year-on-year in July, largely reflecting higher energy costs. The Bundesbank warned that low water levels on the Rhine are disrupting transportation and industrial activity, leaving Germany on course for only slight third-quarter growth at best. The combination of weak activity and energy-driven inflation complicates the outlook, although markets continue to anticipate another ECB rate increase in September. Geopolitical risks also remain elevated after President Trump threatened sweeping additional sanctions against Iran. Oil is back running higher as the market worries about the security of flows through the Strait of Hormuz. The main U.S. calendar focus is weekly jobless claims, particularly after recent signs of labor market cooling. The Conference Board's July leading index follows, while scheduled Fed commentary will be monitored for any reinforcement of the minute's hawkish message. The key market test is whether yields can remain contained after the Treasury intervention or whether renewed selling at the long end once again pressures equities and supports the dollar. That's all for now.